Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, international fans, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to UWC Radio here at Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy Lance Winters, and we have another amazing episode for you today. This is the first episode of December, which means it's the countdown to the end. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the end of times are upon us. Sooner than later, we're going to have the holidays coming in. We're going to have New Year's wrapping everything up. And then guess what? You wake up and it's 2024. So these last couple of weeks, we're going to make sure each episode is special, highlighting some of the greatest talents here in Southern California. Tonight's guest will be the American Punk. He'll be on at 7:15. But right now, let's jump into some good plugs. Ladies and gentlemen, this bundle's really running low. I already told her that I'm taking the last 10 packages and I'm just going to give them to some friends and family. But if you guys want to get a Royal Hawaiian mystery bag, you better jump on it, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Royal Hawaiian has mystery bags going away. It's a great deal. It's a steal of a bargain. You get a lot of good stuff in there. Let me break it down for you. These Royal Hawaiian Glow Christmas mystery bags is $110 value, and you can only get it for $50. I don't know why she's giving away all the goods. I mean, cheese and crackers, you know what I'm saying? But each mystery bag will include a Glow / Royal Hawaiian t-shirt, an assorted collectible souvenir, and an autographed 8x10 photo. Now, like I've been saying for weeks, there's a limited number of mystery bags available. And I'm going to tell you now, give you an update. There's even less mystery bags available, so order now before it's sold out. If you'd like to place your order, you can DM the Royal Hawaiian 25 on Instagram, Facebook Messenger at April Hum, or you can give her a Gmail if you want to go with the old messaging system of back in the day at aprilhom25@gmail.com. Now, there's a little disclaimer I keep forgetting to put in here, but the shipping and handling applies to the 48 states only. International rates will be higher. But to our international fans, it may not be $50. It may be, you know, depending on where you're living across the country. But either way, make sure you jump in on these things because time is running out. You want to make sure you get the perfect gift for the perfect wrestling fan, wrestling friend, or even wrestling enthusiast. Heck, maybe give it to a close friend who's not into wrestling and introduce them into wrestling with the Royal Hawaiian Glow Christmas Mystery Bag. Our guests or our co-hosts are unavailable at the moment. We have Robbie Phoenix, who broke someone's collarbone, so now he's facing some time. So don't do the crime if you can't do the time. He actually didn't injure anybody. He's just unavailable for us tonight. But someone who is injured, someone who is going through it right now, someone who needs all your thoughts and prayers is our boy Luis Ordonez. Now, last week on the podcast, he talked about his viral heart condition that he had involving the Widowmaker heart pacer mechanic in his chest, and only 15% of people survived that situation. We were joyous about it. We were celebrating with him, talking about, you know, he's one of the 15% of the people who actually come back from those kind of heart attacks with the pacemaker. And unfortunately, he's not with us tonight because he's in the emergency room. So if you guys could please send your thoughts, love, and prayer to him. We're hoping he comes in through. He said he'll give us a call if he can join in. And I told him, if you can, you can, but don't stress yourself enough, man. You know, we made jokes last week about you don't know when's the last time you'll see someone. So, you know, love them while they're here. And this is a very serious situation because Last week we assumed he was out of the frying pan, but now he's literally in the fire. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any loved ones, any friends, any family that you haven't connected with, that you haven't spent enough time with this year, make sure you send a message. You know, if you had a fight with a friend or with a family member, try to close that gap, because one of these days they're going to be gone, and all those unsaid words are going to haunt you. So my prayers to Luis. I don't know if he's taking commission work, but if he is doing commission work, you can hit him up at luis_ordonez78@gmail.com. You can also find him on Instagram under the same handle. Now, I'm probably going to have to do some kind of work to get him back on his feet. He's been dealing with this issue for a couple of weeks now. I'd probably like to set up a UWC GoFundMe with United Wrestling Council. I'll talk to Big Boy Manny about that. Shout out to Manny, our UWC council head. He's been busy working and getting things ready for 2024 as United Wrestling Council comes back to the fans in the form of a show, maybe even a pop-up. But for this time right now, ladies and gentlemen, just want to keep Luis in your thoughts, keep him in your prayers, and keep him humble. So it would seem that it's another Lance reporting live edition where it's just Lance coming in, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to say someone has came back from vacation. We're going to talk about her international travels, talk about where she's been, what she's collected. I know she's into voodoo skulls and other mini-truths. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring back our homegirl, Sonia. Sonia, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be back. I'm just
how was your travel? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
I was all over the world. Amsterdam to Spain. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I've been in space.
Okay. I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're back because I don't know if I have it in me to do another Lance Reporting Live edition. So I'm glad to have my OG co-host, you know, join me for tonight's episode.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad nobody else is either. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just the more there are, the more feedback there is.
Yeah, that's very true. I feel like when it's a one-on-one with a co-host and a host, you have that. It's kind of like having a phone call with a friend. You know, you're just catching up, you're chit-chatting, you're not really, but what do you think? What do you think? It's just back and forth.
Yeah, that's true. Instead of being like everybody asking questions and like trying to get in there, cutting each other off.
Yeah, we don't do any of that. But let's jump into it since it is just me and you. So your buddy, Adam Copeland, formerly known as WWE Edge, you know, he jumped ship. I wasn't too happy about that. He went to go join AEW. And he's been in AEW for some time now. And I guess tomorrow it's going to be that big blow-off match that they could have pushed to WrestleMania, but I guess they're doing it right now. Adam Copeland's going to challenge his buddy Christian Cage for the TNT Championship. How do you feel about that? Now that are they fighting too soon? Is this the perfect timing? What do you think?
Yeah. To me, I don't know. When I thought he was going to go there, I thought they were going to be like a team, you know, like them two against the world. But I guess they're going against each other, which is a little bit more interesting to me. And, of course, I'm going to pick Adam Copeland over Christian.
Oh, yeah. The dude that's telling everybody to go screw themselves and it's a good thing your dad's dead. I'm pretty sure you don't mess with Christian Cage when he talks like that. it's going down.
I always think about what's his name. Have you seen that show, The Vikings?
Yes.
And what's his name? Adam Copeland is on it, and oh my god, I hate him on it. But he is actually a good actor. He makes you hate him. He plays the part good.
Oh yeah, he's been in a couple of movie roles and big time acting roles. He was in the Percy Jackson films too, I believe. And yeah, he's just a well rounded character. He was actually in the Flash TV show back when it was on CW.
Oh really?
And he played Atom Smasher. Yeah, he was playing a bad guy, and he did his role pretty cool. So check that out. Shout out to CW.
That's awesome. I like when see wrestlers cross over into actual, like, okay, it's one thing when they do the, like, the movies, like the Marine and all those, you know, like, those aren't really, like, the movies I like, but when they actually do real movies, like, you know, like, what's name going to Peacemaker and, you know, Adam Copeland doing Vikings and The Flash and stuff. It's like, you know, it's out because the Marine and them are part of the WWE universe still, you know? So it's like, you know, they're branching out beside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're hitting a mainstream audience. We're going to have an episode on WWE Studios because we talked about that a while ago about just some of the quirky movies that they put out on their own. But yeah, these movies where they're on a mainstream audience, it's not just for the WWE fans. It's something that everyone can enjoy. And then people like me can be like, oh, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking
That's how
it
was when I saw what I had to Google. I was like, wait, is that Edge? And I could tell by the craters in his cheek, you know?
Oh, my goodness, yes. A little more AEW news. Sammy Guevara has been cleared from action. You know how he's always jumping off ladders and landing on his head? He had a concussion. He's cleared for action. He also recently just had his child, him and Tay Conti. What do you like to call them?
The Walmart version of the Miz and Mrs.
That's right. The Miz and Maurice over here, wannabes, cosplaying at AEW.
I do like them, though, but I just have to. Because I feel like their thing is pretty much the Miz and Mrs. thing when they were, you know?
Yeah,
but just
they
for
definitely had the same colors.
Yeah.
It's almost like a tribute band. When wrestling.
Wait, what? You cut out for me for a second.
I'm sorry. I'm saying they're kind of like a tribute band. You know, they're not the real deal, but they kind
yes.
of look like it. They kind of play the role.
Exactly. The cover band. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they are. I do like them, though. Like, she is good, and so is he. But, yeah, I love the Mrs. and Mrs. so much more.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely the dream couple team out here in the WWE universe. Not to discredit Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, who spent their baby Ruth's third birthday at Disneyland this weekend. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. I love them, too. Like, I love watching them. Like, I love her, Becky Lynch, and then the daughter is so cute. I was out. I keep seeing that video of Seth Rollins getting very mad about CM Punk, though. It seems like they have some personal issues.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like him for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. And speculation says that they might go up against each other by the time WrestleMania rolls around. So we'll just have to see if that's going to be a money fight or if it's going to be a shoot fight, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I hate CM Punk, but first I am anxious to see that go down because of the way how Seth seems so angry.
Yeah, even before CM Punk was released early in January, that's when I sent you that clip of him, Rollins, I mean, not him, not playing the pronoun game, but of Seth Rollins saying, oh, he's trash, he's a cancer, I don't want him in my locker room. And then 2 weeks ago, you see him debut, and they didn't like I said last week, we showed him on the footage. They didn't show the footage. We had to find it through fan footage, so it's hard to say what's real and what's not. You know, they want to say it's a scripted heat, but I think it's some real heat going on backstage. And
yeah, I think it is real.
Where it is, CM Punk was hiding this week. That's why he didn't show up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it seems real. What Sam didn't seem like he was playing the part, you know? Like, he seemed like his anger was real.
Yeah, Rollins is a professional, so when you see him cursing and when you see him flipping the bird, you know, he's definitely...
Exactly. Yeah. And then, like, whenever he's trying to hold him back, like, he's like... Like, you know, when people are seriously in, like, a fight and really angry, like, there's no focus on anybody else around you. Like, you could just see, like, he's in that zone.
Oh, yeah. It took all the strength of Michael Cole to hold him back. And I think since it was Michael Cole, I like to trash on him, but still, he's a respected figure. I don't think Michael Cole would be the one he would shove over. If it was like a random referee, he might have shoved him out the way, but you got to give respect to the old school commentary team.
Yeah.
Something else that was missing last night on Raw was Jey Uso's shirt. Did you see that it was all bleeped out and censored?
Yeah, I did see that. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I was really confused.
It's crazy how it takes so long. Like, okay, this guy copyrighted the Yeet phrase when?
in 2020.
Oh, 2020, and they're barely, like, doing it now? Like, saying now, like, 3 years later? Almost four?
Yeah, it's crazy. So WWE, when I saw it last night, it reminded me of shades of WWF with the whole, oh, we can't show the buckles, we blur everything out on Peacock.
Yeah. I was thinking that. It made me think about when they changed from WWF to WWE. It was just weird. I hated it, but we got to get on board.
Yeah, well, we'll wait to see what his new logo is. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we'll be joining our first guest of the evening, the American Punk. Stay tuned.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul's Photos. That's the spot you want to go if you want to get all your pictures taken, get the best images, the best camera equipment, the best training is only at Paul's Photos. We're going to give a call now to the American Punk, who is our first guest tonight. Sonia, let's dial him up.
It's dialing.
Hello.
Hey, is this the American Punk?
Yeah, this is the American Punk. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lance Winters here with UWC Radio live on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Surviving.
I feel that. You have a lot of international fans here, so if you could just give us a moment to tell us about who you are, where you trained, a little bio of yourself, if you could.
All right. What's up, fans? International peeps. It's the American Punk. So, man, I trained originally, American Wild Child out in Revolution Pro Wrestling, evolved to Revolution X Wrestling. Now, 24 years skin in the game. I'm training with Martine over at WPW, World Power Wrestling, over in Santa Ana, doing big things until I can't do big things anymore.
I like the sound of that. I'm having a great time. I think I ran into you back in March. You had a Garden Grove City event party, whatnot. Pretty big thing. We had the mayor there and whatnot. And, yeah, I think that was the first time I've seen you. I recently seen you at the 3PWA show, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that, if that's all right.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All righty. So I'm just going to cut to the nitty-gritty, something that people have been pressing me about. I was the referee in your match against Ruben Iglesias, right? And
yep.
Ruben had those brass knuckles. I removed them from him, and, you know, you were able to get the win. But people were telling me that you had a weapon as well, a secondary weapon. Is that true? Is that false? I mean, I already counted the three count. You already won, but, like, are the fans crazy, or did I miss something?
Let me tell you something. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's all I got to say about that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just to clear the air, I didn't see nothing, so nothing happened. Please stop DMing me about this. I do my job valiantly as a referee. I've been doing it for about 8 months now. I think I know what I'm doing, okay? I saw a weapon. I took it away. Easy as that. So now that that's all cleared out, how was that bunkhouse brawl match for you?
Well, that bunkhouse brawl brought me back to 2005 when I won my Revolution X Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Cage match. It was back then they called me Buddy George. I was a young little kid. I see in that match we had Supreme Chaos. Man, some good guys in that match. But this match, it really brought it back, you know. Just to feel that blood running down my face, those punches. That's what the punk lives for. It's for the blood.
I love it. And you say in that Revolution X cage match, you won a heavyweight championship out of that. And those are some pretty reputable names you threw in there. How was that match for you, if you don't mind me going back in the time machine a bit?
Man, that time machine, that match, that was amazing. I don't think I'll ever have a cage match with the caliber of guys that I had in that cage match. Those supreme in and of himself, that man's a true legend, and he'll always have a place in my heart, because I don't think any man's ever hit me like that man has.
I definitely agree. Supreme is a legend. He went too soon. I wish we still had him around, but his memory lives on through each and every one of us, especially the ones, like you said, that he was able to do big damage to, because he really did show wrestling was not a game, and you live up to that as well with your hard strikes.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. You know, I don't play this flashy, high-flying aerial stuff, man. I'm there to do a job and get it done. And that means drawing blood, punching someone in the face, drinking whiskey. But guess what? That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir. So it's December. There's not a lot going on, but I always have to ask, do you have any bookings, any last-minute matches that you have planned for the end of 2023, or are you just waiting for the new year to rise?
You know what, man? So taking December, making it family time, letting the body heal up a little bit, middle to the end of the year, this year, kind of hit a lot more matches than I wanted to hit. You know, I'm in my mid-40s now, so things are a little slower to heal as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't know anything about that, but I'll tell you, it's one match is 2 days, 3 days, 4 days of healing. So we're going to just slide through December. And then January, we're going to kick it up, start to see what we got. And my first match right now that I have on the calendar would be PWA February 10th in Hawaiian Gardens.
Awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that you already have the next year kind of planned out. At least you have bookings starting to come in as the year ends. No, a lot of people tell me that, because I usually have Robbie Phoenix here. He's my co-host, and he was always telling me, man, it doesn't get easier the older you get, but that doesn't stop you from hitting as hard as you have to, you know, and that would explain a lot of why you don't do a lot of the high-flying, flitzy glamour shots and you're just getting down to business, right?
Yeah, man, I mean, 265 pounds coming off the top rope, if I was to miss something, that's really going to hurt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can only imagine. So this PWA show you have February 12th, do you know who you're slated up against? You're just going to show up and kick whoever's butt you see.
So slated tag team partner, Tony Reyes versus the Juggernauts, Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a stacked ring, to say the least, you know what I mean? I wish you and Tony well in that match. You guys are both heavy hitters, both strong dudes. Do you guys have a connection, though, just like how Sean Black and Mikey O'Shea have a connection? Or are you just two people that happen to cross paths for this event?
You know, so the run-in with Tony, they say we were talking about that March show. You know, it's me and Biggie Biggs, me and that guy, Biggie
mm-hmm.
Biggs. We got a lot of history, 20 years of history, and Tony Reyes has happened to be Biggie Biggs' partner, you know, the heavy hitters. Well, I think during that match, Tony might have found himself a heavier hitter in the American Punk. So we've been slated as a tag team. We'll see what we can do together. Putting all differences aside, we've had conversations. You know, business is business. So we got to get in there, and we have a job to do.
I love it. No need for the rivalry. Leave that at the door. We're just here to handle business and get the win, get the big paycheck. I love to hear that. So in 2024, are there anybody that you're, you know, targeting, someone you want to have a match with? You know, you told me that you're getting older. You're not getting any younger. Is there anybody you want to have one more fight with? Earlier in the show, I was talking about, you know, time is limited. My co-host had a heart attack today, couldn't be here with us. So just in that vein, is there anybody you want to run it back with one more time?
Man, you know what? I've had some pretty good matches in the days, you know. A lot of matches I can't even remember, to be honest with you, getting hit in the head so many times. You know, I'll just take whoever they put in front of me. To go back and do it again, you know, an opponent that I've already had, that's cool. I think I'd rather move forward. You know, it's kind of like been there, done that. I don't want to mean it in those terms exactly, but that's kind of how I see it. Like, hey, let's get somebody new in front of me. Let's keep growing, because if you keep working the same guys, you're not going to grow past those guys. You know, you get what I'm saying?
No, 100% I agree with you on that. You gain experience through new opponents. Once you beat the same level, or once you've been through the same level, you can't really level up in video game terms. So it kind of adds up to me. I get what you're saying. So there's a lot of new guys out here. Is anyone catching your eye? Anyone, you know, getting your attention? Like, oh, I see this guy coming up through the ranks, or I see this guy might have some potential. Is there anybody out there that you have an eye on that you can see growing into this business in the next couple of years?
Man, this last November show, I was really looking forward to that one-on-one with Mikey O'Shea. So I have to say that's a match I'd look forward to in 2024, is a one-on-one with Mikey O'Shea. Or maybe Vito. Vito would be cool too.
Definitely. Both of those guys have had an incredible year. As we've seen, Vito kind of became the belt collector, grabbing belts all throughout California and even Mexico. Mikey O'Shea has been in the game for some time now. It feels like he's still in his prime, the way he's been blowing up recently in matches and in social media. So, yeah, those are two great opponents I'd love to see you run it with. And I'm going to talk to Manny about that here at UWC, if we can try to make it happen here, because I love making dreams come true. And if not, I'd love to just help incorporate these matches. Like I said, if you don't go through someone new, you don't gain nothing new. So I'm glad to hear that you got some tall orders. You know, you're not trying to fight a cruiserweight or anything. That's what I would have went for.
Oh, no, brother. You know, I got to have those big guys, those heavy hitters. I'm too old to run around with those cruiserweights. You know what I mean?
No, it's very true. So with the holidays coming, I know you said you're going to hang out with family. You're going to take time to recover. Is there any traditions you like to do during the holidays besides, you know, have a nice shot of whiskey or a good old beer or two?
You know, me and my family, we like to travel a lot during the holidays. We like to go do new stuff. So we're hopping on a cruise ship. We're going to cruise down to Cabo, hit Ensenada on the way back, maybe do a little at sea karaoke along with the drinking and a whole lot of dancing. You know, that's how we like to do our holidays.
I like to hear that. That's a layered man right there. Not only is he beating up people, he likes to drink and have a good time as well. I'm very glad you're not spending the holidays holed up at the gym or in the training session. So thank you again for that. I know it was a little open, a little honest, but I really do appreciate the insight of what goes on during a wrestler's downtime, you know, because not everyone can train 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So it's really cool and humbling to know that, you know, we work for our money, but we still have time for our friends and family. And that's kind of like what I was going back to earlier with, you don't know how long you have your friends and your family, and something urgent could happen, like my co-host tonight. So yeah, it's really awesome to hear that. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's true. You know, you gotta have that downtime because, you know, you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out if you're doing, you know, you're doing the gym 7 days a week. If you're hitting the training 7 days a week, You know, you got to have that downtime with your family, because without your family behind you, we can't do what we do.
Very true. You need that motivation, that inspiration, and that support from your loved ones. I have one final question before we let you go. To anybody listening, whether they're international or they're here in the States, what advice would you give someone, since, you know, you've been in the game so long, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about pursuing wrestling or someone who's new into wrestling? What kind of words of inspiration or any thoughts would you give to them, any words of wisdom?
Ooh, you know, we were just having this conversation the other day. You know, I would say keep your ego in check and never get to that mentality where you think, I've paid my dues, because you never stop paying your dues in this business. Unless you've got a contract and you're making six figures, seven figures, there's dues to be paid. You know, still to this day, I'll show up to a show. I'll help put the ring together. I'll help tear down the ring. Never stop doing that. Show that you're humble. Show that you're kind. And when you get in the ring, that's when you turn it on. You don't turn it on before that. You know, you just got to keep that mentality soft, you know, that you're there for everyone. Everyone's support to make this show, to make the shows happen.
That's awesome advice. It correlates to something I heard earlier this year. Don't work the locker room, work the crowd. And
100%.
I've seen it before. I've seen people walk into the locker room thinking they're hot shit. They take the first chair. They grab six slices of pie. They grab all the waters. They think they're the superstar. But in reality, we're all just here to do a job, you know, and nobody's greater than another. So I really do appreciate hearing that from you. It reinforces what I heard earlier this year.
Right on. I'm glad to hear that other people have that mentality also.
So before we let you off the air tonight, again, for our international fans and for our fans listening at home around the States, where can people find you on social media so they can keep up with you, they can follow you, and see a little bit of your life as you head into 2024?
So you know what, guys? You can check me out on Instagram. It's really the only platform that I post much on. It's Instagram. It's the_American_punk. Or just search American Punk, and I'll more than likely pop up, because I don't think there's another one of me. I don't think social media can handle that.
Oh, no, I don't think the world can handle another American Punk, someone as badass yet humble as yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. Some kind words.
Of course, of course. Any last words you want to give out? Any shout-outs to any friends and family listening before we let you go?
No, folks, keep it real. You know, I just had a whole bunch of dental work done, so, you know, my answers have been kind of short. Thank you guys for allowing me to come on. You know, I thank my wife over here for giving me the time to step away and do what I got to do, you know. Got to promote the brand. I got to keep it out there. Got to keep entertaining you folks. Thank you, guys. Check out my Instagram.
Thank you, sir. Sounds good. We will. Have a great night, American Punk. I appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, right, that was the American Punk. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with some more news.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to check out Paul's Photos. They are the best service if you want to get your photos taken, if you need photography equipment, or you want to train to get behind the lens and take some great photos. Check out Paul's photos, ladies and gentlemen. They can also digitize your photos. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That old family scrapbook you have somewhere in the attic, make sure you get them scanned so they can be released onto the digital world. You'll never have to worry about another earthquake, fire, tornado, or thunderstorm, losing your photos with Paul's photos. Sonia, how do you think I did on that one-on-one?
I think you did great. You're always good at interviews.
Thank you, thank you. I'm always striving to be the Barbara Walters of wrestling, you know, just get a deep dive into these wrestlers' careers and their lives outside of wrestling. So thank you.
Yeah, like, it's cool because you don't just ask them about, like, their wrestling. You ask them about, like, you know, just personal stuff and then what they would give advice to other people and all that. Like, that's cool.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it kind of gets tiring when I ask the same question. So where do you train? What match do you want? What this wrestling, what that wrestling, you know, and it's cool because some wrestlers, you know, they stay stiff the whole time, like, oh, I'm the American Punk. I don't fucking have downtime. You know, he's a cool, humble dude. Tell me about his family trips, singing and dancing. I can't even imagine him now singing and dancing. That's a big mofo, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. His family holiday trip sound fun.
Yeah, dude, I almost wanted to ask him if I can join, but I didn't want to, you know, intrude on his family time. Like you said, this is his away from wrestling time. He doesn't want a zebra like me hanging out with him.
Especially reminding him of wrestling.
Oh, yeah. So I looked up that match, and I heard this. I looked up the match with him. He's like, shut up. Have another shot and leave me alone.
Dude, so there is somebody that I wanted to bring up just because, like, she's just been, like I've just been noticing her, and, like, I kind of like her. She's growing on me, and I just wanted to bring her up on the podcast. Bianca Belair. What do you think about her?
Bianca Belair can get it. She's always been the EST since she broke out. Even before she broke out, when she was in NXT still, she was killing the game. Two times, you know what I'm saying? She has a lot of accolades.
Yeah.
She won the women's war game match with her partners. She put in that work with that double suplex, so, you know, I can't hate her for that. She's definitely the strongest, you know, as one of her monikers. So, yeah, I'm pretty fond of Bianca Belair.
I agree. I don't know. Like, I've seen her before, but I never really paid attention to her until War Games. And then I was just like, dude, I like this girl. I like the way she comes out flipping her hair.
Yeah, the way she'd be slapping people with their hair. I'm surprised that's not considered a weapon, because that'd be leaving some whiplash on your body.
Yeah, and her braid looks so thick that, like, you know, it probably is like a whip.
Yeah, it's like a bull whip or something.
Yeah, like I can imagine. Yeah, like, I don't know, just I was watching her. I never really paid attention to her until the War Games, and I was just like, yeah, this girl's pretty good. And the other girl... I know I was listening last week when you guys bring up what's her name? Shotzi,
yeah.
Yeah. I never seen her ever in my life until War Games. I kind of like her. I know somebody said it. I don't remember if it was Luis or Robbie. They said they didn't care for her too much, but I thought she was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, she's great, and I've seen her in person. She was on the indie circuit here in L.A., Southgate area, so I got to see her a couple times in person. She's just as crazy in person as she is on the TV screen, you know. So, yeah, definitely
I like
wish she can get a little more action of her. She's
yeah, that was the first time I seen her, and I liked her. Like, I'm tired of the same old girls, you know. Like, I want to see the new ones, like the ones that are just coming up. You know, like, get in there and see what they could do. But I do love Charlotte Flair.
Thank you. Thank you for turning around. Soon we'll have you liking Roman Reigns and we'll be best friends again.
I like Roman Reigns. It's just I'm over him now.
Oh, boy.
Like, I don't know. It's just acknowledge me. I will not. You will not tell me what to do. No, I don't know. I just don't.
Well,
I don't like order. I go against it.
You put it earlier. Well, we said earlier in the group chat, if he wins this year at WrestleMania, we're going to have United Wrestling Council members I'll throw one up and salute him, and that's going to be the profile picture of United Wrestling Council moving forward, because I firmly believe he's still going to be the champ walking out of WrestleMania 40. You guys are against it, but I'm telling you.
No, I mean, I don't really care. Like, I just want to see something new now, you know? But, like, who else, who was going to win it? Nobody else is really good enough right now to win it, but in my opinion. Like, yeah, Roman Reigns is good. I do like him. I'm just a little over it now. I got
to... I don't know, man. You might have to get over it for a whole other year.
It is what it is. I know, but, yeah, it's just, like, I don't hate him. I'm just tired of him now.
Okay.
I don't know how else to, it's like...
You're live on air right now. You are live on air right now. And you just said there's nobody that is on his level. So you're admitting that Cody Rhodes is not on his level. You're admitting LA Knight is not on his level.
I'm not admitting
and I'm so
that,
glad I caught you in 4K. No,
you get it. I'm just saying that out of the new people, like LA Knight, who else were they going to, were they putting up against him? I know there's LA Knight and then somebody else. Not Cody, but I don't remember who you guys said last week, but those two I don't see taking it from him. And if they were, if Cody was going to do it, he would have done it already. I feel like they're going to go in a different direction with Cody. Or they just don't want to.
Yeah, Cody's going to finish his story in like 10 years or something.
Yeah. I guess they're not ready for him to be like that.
How would
Cody's
you feel
great.
If CM like, Punk was the one who did
good.
It?
Huh?
I was just saying, how would you feel if CM Punk was the one to overcome Roman and become the new champ?
I'd quit watching and I'm going to go on strike and just fucking send them fucking hate mail for like months.
Or another 2 month vacation.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a tantrum and freaking send them hate mail and emails. And then, you know, when I like, what, this is the only time I use Twitter is when I want like a celebrity or somebody to see my opinion. Because for some reason they always see it on Twitter. This is funny. Like, I'll just jump back.
That's the place.
So
it's crazy how powerful social media is.
Yeah. But it's like on Instagram, you could care less. There's so much shit you could see. But Twitter, they see the bad stuff you say about them. Or what is it called now?
And if enough people. Oh, X.
It's not Twitter anymore, right? X, yeah. Yeah, it's like... So next, the NXT review.
Yes, yes. It was an amazing start with the family going against Carrillo and Humberto. And everybody wanted Carrillo and Humberto to win, but that was not the case. We know the family, you know, hopefully they get a successful title reign, a strong title reign. I told you guys weeks ago I wasn't too happy when they lost to Chase U because I didn't see Chase U as, like, a strong enough carrier of the titles. So
definitely not.
The family can have a nice reign, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did want Carrillo and Humberto to win because I always go with the Mexicans. But I like the family. I like I do. I've always watched them since, like, I don't know, years, for years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully they'll, you know, have a comeback sooner than later, but tonight was not their night. And I just realized I said both their names. So Garza and Humberto. I'm sorry, I got Humberto Carrillo. I just split his name in half and you didn't even notice. But that's okay because the fans didn't notice
either. I was
going to
say that earlier.
Angel Garza.
But I just was reading the note, like not the notes, but the our subject. And I was like, I was thinking, isn't it Garza? But I mess up their name so much that I'm just like, I'm just going to trust him.
That's what happens when you have 1 week without Sonya Bot to, you know, AI our chats and make sure everything's correct and fact-checked. But that's okay.
Exactly.
You haven't met Sonya Bot, have you? Have you heard her?
No, I have not. I heard she did a fine
doing...
job replacing me for a while.
She did okay. I mean, she don't got it like you. She don't hit the buttons right sometimes, but I'm glad to have you back. Next up, we had What was that?
They said she's always a few seconds late.
Yeah, she's always got me looking stupid, but you're always like, flip, right on the spot.
Yeah, so Kalani Jordan and Kiana James. I don't like Kiana. I hate her.
No, you're not a fan.
Something about her shoulder and chin area. I just don't like it.
Oh, my goodness. So much for the women's movement looking out for each other.
I'm just being honest, okay? That's what they need. They're just the movement is all well and good, but when they're against honesty is my this is where it gets me.
That's where you jump on X and let them know how you feel.
Yes, exactly.
Well, luckily for you and luckily for Luis, Kehlani Jordan picked up the win. She will now be in the women's Iron Survivor match. We'll talk about that a little bit later. How do you feel about Chase Yu, though? They got a press conference. They found out that Andre Chase was accused of gambling and misusing funds. Like, have you had a situation like that in real life where you're in the middle of something crazy?
No, not of somebody gambling and misusing funds. Like, never. Like, gambling is, like, so stupid to me, for one. Like, I'm not trying to just throw away my money. I want something to show for it. Like, yeah, I get you get lucky, but majority of the time you're losing. Yeah, you know, it's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, that somebody would, like, could he get in trouble for this? Like, using the funds for... For gambling?
Yeah, it's still under investigation right now, because who knows what he's been spending that money on. He's been spending it on himself, or he's been spending it, you know, to grow a side business. But apparently all that money is from the student's tuition. Every time a new student comes in, he's been taking a cut out of that and misusing it as well as gambling. So maybe there's a dark side to Andre Chase we just haven't seen yet.
That's crazy. Like, I can't imagine, like having to gamble that bad where you're just taking money where you shouldn't. You know, but then
it's definitely not honorable.
It does happen to a lot of people. And I remember when I was younger, I don't know if it was my mom's friend or my dad's friend, but all of a sudden they started gambling all crazy and stuff, and like they almost lost everything, but it had to do with their medicine. Like, it gave them impulse control issues, you know, like they couldn't control themselves, so they just got addicted to gambling. So
that's very scary business.
Yeah. And it was the pills. Like, the
you're
pills
saying Andre Chase is on drugs?
I don't know, but it could be, like, you know, maybe what if he's on some sort of prescribed, because this medicine was prescribed by the doctors that my mom's, or I think it was my mom's friend was taking. It wasn't just recreational drugs, you know, it was prescribed medicine, and it turned her into, like, gambling, and, like, she just had no, like, impulse control.
Dang, imagine throwing 20s to every homeless person you see. That's a disease right there. Got to fix that. But moving forward, we had Eddie Thorpe and Bron Breakker. I thought Bron was going to lose. I thought, you know, Mr. Stone was going to jump in. I thought Von Wagner was going to jump in. But how do you feel about that?
I don't really care for Bron, but I thought Eddie was going to win. But, yeah, nope. I was wrong.
That's both of us. That's okay. another match that kind of, I was like, whatever, was Ilya Dragunov versus Nathan Frazier. I mean, to me, it was just a match.
Yeah. I cannot stand Dragunov. Like, he's kind of boring to me.
Yeah, I thought it was just for Carmelo Hayes. I thought it was Carmelo Hayes and Dragunov, their feud. No, it's the champ that's killing me. So, to me, it's just another match. Dragunov heard Nathan Frazier talking junk in the back, like, "Oh, I wish I lived life more like Baron Corbin. I feel bad for Ilya." Ilya heard, "Oh, you feel bad for me? Let me go fuck you up in the ring real quick." And that's really all that. That was a setup for the match.
Yeah, it was just boring. And I couldn't wait for it to end.
Yes. Next up, we had Ariana Grace go against Carmen Petrovic. Kind of the same situation. Carmen's that one of those new breakout girls. She don't like Ariana and her big old smile, I guess. You know, Ariana's a beautiful woman, you know, but I guess she wanted to shut her up because she's being too nice. And I mean, like, I don't get it, man. To me, it just sounds like you're a hater. And the hater, Miss Petrovic, she got slammed by Ariana Grace, and Grace picked up the win. How do you feel about that? By any of them?
I was going for Grace anyway, so I'm glad she won. But I don't have anything against the other girl, though, either. So it was just like a whatever fight for me, but I was going for Ariana because that's my middle name.
Hey, that's a win right there. It's also Santina Morella's daughter, so that's also another plus for you. Or for me, at least, I should say. Seeing the family lineage go on.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Brooks Jensen versus Lexis King. Now, this is another thing that was stirred up because, you know, Brooks Jensen's partner, Josh Briggs, he was into the men's Iron Survivor, meaning that a WWE legend thought Josh Briggs was better than Brooks Jensen, essentially. And Lexis King kind of stirred up the pot, so we got Brooke Jensen versus Lexis King. Lexis King picked up the win, and now Brooke Jensen feels like a double loser. How do you feel about that?
I'm glad he feels like a double loser because he is a double loser.
Jeez, oh, my
Lexis
goodness.
I wanted Lexis King to win.
Well, I'm glad you're starting to like Lexis King. I know you don't know him too well, but hopefully in the next couple of shows he rubs off on you even more because I think he's a dope dude. Sucks to have to be at the cost of Jensen because, yeah.
Yeah, he is rubbing off. I mean, he was better than Brooks. So, like, you know, just the more I get to see them, the more I will. Because I'm always, like, for me, it's hard for me to, like the new ones because I'm so, like, I go hard for my old ones, you know? Like, I'm still freaking wishing Triple H and Shawn Michaels are still in there.
Throw them in one more. Well, this brings us to our main event, where it was a four-way for an opportunity at the North American Championship. Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Johnny Gargano, and the winner, Wes Lee. Now, this match was, like, nuts. Like, it definitely deserved the title main event because all four of these guys just, like, was putting in work. We all wanted Wesley to win because we know, like, it's his opportunity for the North American Championship. But the way that match went, like, anybody of them could have won. So is there anyone out of the four that you wish won that match or you think it was the right call?
Well, I don't know. I was either going to go for Johnny Gargano or Bronson Reed, but I didn't really mind who won in this one, though. Even though Wes Lee is hurt now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hurt, and he's going to face off against Dominic Mysterio this Saturday. But we're done with the NXT reveal. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we're going to have our predictions on this Saturday's NXT deadline. Sound good?
Yep, sounds great.
All right, let's do it.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul's Photos. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos. Also, one quick last plug, shout out to the Royal Hawaiian. Make sure you get your mystery bags, ladies and gentlemen. It's a $120 offer that you can get for just $50. It comes with a signed 8x10, a Royal Hawaiian, or a glow t-shirt, and it comes with a souvenir. So make sure you guys check that out at the Royal Hawaiian 25 at Instagram, or on Instagram, I should say. Sonia, we're in the bits of our time right now. We're at the end of days, like I said earlier on the show. We got to get into NXT's Deadline, the last premium live event for NXT of the year. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's start with the top of the card. Ilya Dragunov versus Baron Corbin for the NXT Championship. What do you got?
Obviously not Dragunov. I'm going to go for Baron.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be cool for Baron to pick up the win. He's been doing the work. Just to bring it up, this last weekend, Baron Corbin was actually in an MMA competition of some sort. I think it was jiu-jitsu, and he won gold plays. So that man is a boxer, a former football star, and now he gets to be a two-time NXT champion. I think that's the right move for Shawn Michaels if he's booking the card.
Yep.
Next up, for the North American Championship, we have Dominic Mysterio versus Wes Lee. How do you think? You think Dom's going to win?
Yeah, actually, I think he is. I think he is going to win.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you want Wes to win so bad, but at the same time, it's like, can we really mess with the Judgment Day like that? Can we really throw him off so soon, or can we just,
yeah,
you know, get this push one little further, you know, because that'd be a big heat magnet right there if Dom retains. You know, he gets to keep his heat, he gets to keep the crowd hot and upset. So I think that'd be the right call. So I'm glad we're
yeah,
2-2 in this so far.
Next one.
We have the Women's Iron Survivor match. It's going to be five women: Tiffany Stratton, Lash Legend, Blair Davenport, Kalani Jordan, and a mystery woman who we'll find out tonight on NXT. So besides the mystery woman, who do you think to walk out?
Tiffany.
God, we're 3-3. I love it. This is why I don't like hanging out with the boys, because they like to switch it up. But no, Tiffany Stratton, like, you know, she lost the belt to Becky Lynch. It's kind of bullshit to lose
an
NXT championship to a WWE star.
She may have lost that one, but she fucking put on, I didn't mean to cuss, but she put on a great match. She did her best. She was beat up by the end of that one, and she still did really great, even though she lost. But it was Becky, so.
Yes. Yes, and I think her winning the Iron Survivor match will put her back in the contendership for the NXT Women's Championship, and that's just what she'll need getting into 2024, you know, getting another title reign before you go up to the big shots, because I'm pretty sure she'll be in the big shots in the next year or two.
I hope so. I do really like her a lot. Like, she's really good.
All righty, let's jump into the men's Iron Survivor match. We have Trick Williams versus Dijak versus Bron Breakker versus Josh Briggs. And again, there's going to be a mystery opponent depending on tonight's results. Who do you think is going to take it?
I'm so curious to see who the mystery people is, but I'm going to go with Dijak.
Dijak?
Yeah, I like
him. Why is that? Because he's the biggest in the room?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like his style, too.
I can't disagree with you on that, but I am going to think that Trick Williams is going to take it home because Tricky Boy has been up to something, you know. He's been trying to whip that trick for some time now. So
I do like his trick, though, but I think Dijak.
Okay, so we almost... We're 3-4 right here on the team, so.
But you know what? Williams
too bad,
would be
too
my
bad nobody else is here.
Yeah, he would be my second
Williams
choice.
Williams be a second?
Unless the mystery happens to be, like, somebody amazing, you know?
Like, who do you think would be the mystery, like, if it was someone you wanted? Who would you want to put in there?
For NXT, I have no idea. If it was, like, Raw or SmackDown, I would know. But NXT, it could just be like anybody. You're like, I'm not sure. You know who I like a lot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dragon Lee, but cool. I don't know which one I don't remember which one he's part of.
I think he moved up to SmackDown because now he's part of the LWO.
Okay.
But if it was a couple weeks ago, that would have been a solid entry right there.
Yes, it is Dragon Lee. I'm all making sure I got the name right. Yeah, Dragon Lee is who I would have probably picked if he was still there.
If I were to pick somebody in that mystery spot, It would be the guy who don't miss. You already know his name, Carmelo Hayes. I mean, that'd be just some drama right there. You know, have Williams and Hayes in there, two friends fighting it out. Only one of them could be the winner. I think that'd be juicy, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait till tonight's episode to find out.
But then again, with them, they'd probably team up on everybody else and then go at it. Yeah, no, that would be good. Because then at the end, they'd be going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody's
got
to be the winner.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, we did it. It's 8 o'clock. We did a successful episode. Is there anything else you want to say before we get off the air?
You're welcome for having me back this week, everybody. You're welcome. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it by myself.
And I'm glad to be on today. So,
hopefully you don't go on vacation again. We can catch you next week. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if if nothing pops up and I don't just take my private jet to, I don't know, some island somewhere.
Shit, she might go off to Cabo with your boy American Punk and be dancing and taking some drinks back. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm not a shot taker, though.
Oh, no? Oh, I know what you do. Never mind. We can't say it online. Yeah. Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give a shout-out. Keep your thoughts, your prayers, your hearts close to Luis Ordonez. He's our co-host. He suffered a heart attack earlier this week. He's in the emergency room right now. He had a heart attack 2 weeks ago with his Widowmaker, Peacemaker, heart pump maker. And, you know, there's only a 15% chance to survive that, and he survived two now. So, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but times are getting scary. So if you guys can send your love, support, prayers, if you're a witch, you know, put on some brujeria or something. Help our boy out, you know, because he's had a rough last couple of months. You know, we want to make sure he comes with us into 2024 because there's only gooder and greater things ahead of us.
Yep.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out the UWC Radio live on Blog Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Goodbye.